We've got more news, which is news in and of itself. Already on a Wednesday, let's get you caught up on this fast-moving week. Because life moves pretty fast. We got to stop and look around every once in a while to keep you in the know. You know? So we got some midweek morning Wednesday headlines. That's right, half the week. All the news.
Breaking news.
See how that all fits together?
As we round the bases on 2025, we start getting these lists, and that includes the famed words of the year. And these don't always hold up, and they're very trendy, and they're very astute places that come out with them, including Cambridge. Cambridge. When I was a young lad.
So fancy.
Yes, of course I did. Cambridge Dictionary has announced their 2025 word of the year, and it is parasocial. Parasocial. Can you use it in a sentence? Yes.
No.
I became parasocial when Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged. It is the feeling of having a connection to a celebrity or pair of celebrities without knowing them. Pair a social.
Okay, you don't know these celebrities.
No. No. They won't invite you to your wedding like somebody
I know.
Yeah,
see?
We're getting married!
But on the flip side, they are actual celebrities. So
breaking news!
We'll get back to them on that.
So there's turkey. There's stuffing. There's pie, potatoes, wine. Wine. Yeah, we all know what we're going to have this Thanksgiving, but what are we going to talk about, you ask? Well, I quite frankly have no idea, because the list of things not to speak of is very long. The top five. Previous romantic relationships.
Yeah.
How fun for that.
That would be great.
Religion.
Oh.
Number four.
There we go.
Your weight.
Number three.
Oh, wow.
Finances.
Number two.
And politics at number one.
Number one.
Other contenders. Work. Yeah. Personal struggles. Other family members. So I don't know what we're... I mean, there's only so much you can talk about the jorts. And then again, we're talking about your relationship with something. So I don't know.
Did pickleball make the list?
Cause, did not.
Because we're going up there to
Kansas.
Speaking of love and being maybe even parasocial. In the year of 2025, new survey on where couples who married or are yet to marry in 2025 specifically, where they met.
Oh.
Coming in at number one, dating app. 27%. Wow.
I've never been on a dating app. I would have no idea what to do with that. It seems terrifying.
It is. It is.
From what I understand, it's the same people. It's like the same five guys and the same like 50 women, and then they all complain about this.
Yeah
it's mid, bro. It's for the streets. That's what they say.
Number two at 16%, so quite a bit less. Friends, and then following closely behind. At school, work, social setting.
Oh, look at that.
Social networks are down there. And then high school sweetheart still comes in with about 8% at number seven on that, so... Parade, not on the list.
I was going to say, yeah. And does that high school sweetheart, does that combine the social media? Because all these people are reconnecting with people they knew 30 years ago.
Yeah, no, only people that are married are doing that. It's a whole different list.
So it was almost martial law in the rough hoods of Aledo yesterday as an outage hit Cloudflare that took down X, ChatGPT, Spotify, YouTube, and even the Uber. Now, if you don't know what the Cloudflare is, I think it powers
AWS thing from a couple weeks ago. It's like we all have everything plugged into the same socket, and we're going to blow the fuse. If you'd seen Christmas Story, you would know a little more about that. But we're working. We're growing as a
show. I've got homework. Yeah. I know. Well, the CEO personally apologized for the, quote, pain we caused the internet today. Says it was the biggest outage in their history in 6 years.
Wow.
It was not a cyber attack or malicious activity. Then he goes on to explain a lot of tech stuff, which I don't understand.
Sure.
But he wants everyone to know that he let us down. and not being able to route traffic was, quote, deeply painful to every member of the team.
I appreciate that.
In related news, there was a long time that we lived without the internet, and some of us didn't even know what had happened. I'm sorry, Mr. CEO.
Yeah, I heard the AI country band couldn't even play their gig last night because the fuse was blown. Headlines in the world of science. First of all, they say it's the largest scientific review ever of the consumption of ultra-processed foods.
Mm.
And they say that ultra-processed foods linked to harm in every major human organ.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say minor organs. So there you go. It's
see,
fine.
Yeah. What about the spleen or the appendix?
And then finally... Can I get the... Thank you.
She's on it.
Finally, in also science news, a recent study by the University of Chicago has revealed that Viagra may help reverse deafness. Mm. Researchers found a gene mutation linked to the hearing loss that Viagra positively affects, and they say that this discovery offers hope for the hearing impaired.
Would this be a bad time to point out that we covered that in not necessarily the news for International Men's Day?
Huh? What's that?
Thanks, Uncle Herschel.
Just wait 4 hours and ask the doctor if it's right for you.
Huh?
Okay.
It's the show that if you can hear it, we guarantee you're going to love KB and Heather Lee.